this is a pretty, it just seems unique right off of the bat, if only because it is a film, a Guatemalan film, and I wasn't aware that they really had the resources to make movies like this. I suppose we should start with talking about what kind of film, what the story, the basic plot is.
The story of this film is it's set in a small coffee plantation on the slopes of a mountain, a volcanic mountain, and that's the title of the film, the word for volcano in one of the local Mayan languages. And it's about a young girl who is feeling oppressed and controlled by her parents, and who tries to seek liberty and escape by making some life decisions that in retrospect might not be the best. She has a short romance with another fellow worker who wants to leave for the United States, ends up pregnant, is not able to keep him with her, and is forced into an arranged marriage by her parents with the local Spanish and Maya Kakichel speaking son of the foreman of the coffee plantation, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, what differentiates, because the plot line you've described is a pretty classic one. What really differentiates this film from any one of the other permutations you might see coming from any other country, as far as the story is concerned?
Right. Well, for one thing, the linguistic aspect. So almost all of the characters are speaking entirely Maya Kakichel, one of the many Mayan languages, this one spoken in central Guatemala. And also cinematography, which is very stark, majestic, beautiful. You're seeing this mountain as the woman's hair is done up in braids at the beginning of the film, that sort of echoes visually the mountain. So really the cinematography, I think, is one of the major accomplishments of this film.
Is there something about this film that is really culturally unique, I should say, to Guatemala?
To some extent, absolutely, if you think about the linguistic aspect. Mm-hmm. However, of course, the issue of Native American isolated communities and their complicated relationships with central governments is an issue throughout Central America and indeed throughout the Americas as a whole. So it's certainly a very Guatemalan film, but it speaks to more regional and universal issues as well.
Well, Guatemala's had a pretty turbulent history over the last 50 years.
That's right, yes.
A pretty significant coup in the 1950s, and that's really kind of, it seems as though that's kind of upended things in that country ever since. Does that larger political scene and the cultural changes that kind of ripple out from it, has that kind of leaked into this story?
Not as much as one might think. Hmm. So when you think about a film from Guatemala that primarily features non-traditional actors who are mostly Mayans, one might think that this movie would dialogue more extensively with not just the Civil War, but the anti-Mayan genocide that was carried out by Guatemala's government. But not so much. This film is really much more a smaller story about a family, their relationship with the local forces of capitalism, and the tragedies that are inflicted upon the main female protagonist of the film.
I read in one of the critics' comments that the young woman was refusing to enter the modern world until she, her complicated pregnancy was saved in a modern hospital. And I thought this film really needs explaining somewhat because that was not the point. And I think if you do not understand as Ben was mentioning, the intricate pattern of traditions that infuse that those communities are virtually ignored. I mean, they're not ignored because they're being exploited for the benefit of the coffee planters, but literally being ignored in terms of integrating into modern society. And women are at the bottom of that scale. And these two women, the mother and the daughter, seem to be, for me, the main protagonists because they're willful. They're very strong. But at the same time, they still believe, and the mothers enforce that on daughters, which is a phenomenon that is not limited to Guatemala, that there is this force of women that keep the tradition against their best interests sometimes. Hmm. And this happens in this movie where the girl actually gets bitten by a snake because they believe that pregnant women are immune to snake bites or something like this. Of course she gets bitten. Of course she has a problem with her pregnancy.
Right.
And of course she's whisked to hospital. Where there again, this modernity is not working out to her interest either, because there is this movie alludes to the nasty side of capitalism in that area as well, is to abuse non-Spanish-speaking natives in other ways, i.e. steal their babies and sell them for adoption. That is hinted at in the movie.
Well, I can see this post-show conversation is certainly going to have its work cut out for it, unpacking this film. Dr. St. Paul and Dr. Ben Post, thanks for speaking with us about Ishkanul.